Welcome to another minicast episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. This is Jessica, your host. I love doing these little minicasts. It gives me an opportunity to just share some of the stuff that's on my mind, some of the stuff that I think is really important, the things that have made a huge difference in my life over the last 4 years, and I just want to be able to share it with my audience. So I hope you enjoy.
So some of you might be wondering, why do I call myself the Bring the Joy Girl? And I was actually in a meeting, a Zoom meeting with the Movement Makers group, Evan Carmichael's Movement Makers group. And we were talking about just introducing ourselves. And one of the ladies who was running the group, her name is Sandra, but she goes by Shine, which I love. You know, you're in the right group when you're, you know, the people mediating the group or moderating the group is named Shine. So anyways, so she said, Jess, why do people call you the Bring the Joy Girl? Because that's what I typically have on my Zoom. It says, Jessica Coulthard, Bring the Joy Girl. She said, so what's up with that? And I said, oh yeah, okay. So about 2 years ago, my business partner, Autumn, and I were working on our Women Who Inspire conference, which is this amazing conference that her and I brought together. We had about 9 amazing speakers. They all took the stage. We had a room full of incredible people. The energy was high. It was just an amazing event, which we will be bringing back now that we've just decided that COVID's just going to have to deal with us. So we will be bringing back more Women Who Inspire events. So watch for that. But so this event itself was kind of, how do I put it? Could have been a downer. It could have been if we weren't really careful with the energy, because a lot of the speakers were sharing stories of some pretty traumatic things that happened to them. And of course, the idea was to share that they had been through these struggles, but then they had overcome. It was an opportunity to inspire, hence the Women Who Inspire. And I love sharing these stories because I believe in something that I have dubbed the transfer of belief. And what that is when you can share your story, it gives somebody an opportunity to see a little bit of maybe themselves in you. And when you can show that you were able to overcome something that maybe they've also experienced or even experienced a tiny little bit of similarly to you, that it gives them an opportunity to even just like borrow a little piece of the belief that you had that allowed you to step up and create a different life for yourself. And they can borrow that just temporarily so that they can actually take that first step that they need to take to move towards, you know, healing themselves and moving into a different, better life for themselves. So that's the power of story for me, is that transfer of belief, that opportunity to just temporarily borrow a little bit of someone else's belief so that you can have some for yourself and take that next step. So with that in mind, these stories that a lot of these women were sharing were kind of tragic. There was some pretty horrific things that had happened to a couple of these women. And so as you can imagine, the opportunity for the energy in this room to be kind of on the sadder side was, you know, very likely. And luckily for me, very, very luckily for me, I don't have one of those stories. I've been very blessed to have a wonderful life. Not everything has been perfect. I mean, I've been through enough shit in my life, but nothing like what these women had gone through. And so I typically was showing up kind of dancing and having a good time. And so my business partner started to call me the Bring the Joy Girl. She says, you're the one in the room that's bringing the joy, Jess. You're bringing the joy. And I loved it, but I didn't really think anything of it. And then I started to think about it the last 6 months or so, that after I did this amazing NLP exercise where you discover what your motivator is and what life really is about for you through the lens of the values that you're trying to achieve as opposed to the things. So if this is something that interests you, check below, because you can email me and I will send you this amazing exercise. And trust me, it will change your life. It changed mine. It actually turned me into the Bring the Joy Girl. So with that in mind, I started to really embody this Bring the Joy persona, because it really kind of is who I am. Like, whether it's naive or goofy or whatever you want to call it, I just tend to show up almost like an innocent little kid sometimes in this kind of goofy, I don't take life too seriously, kind of, you know, always looking for the silver lining. I'm that annoying person who's always like, yeah, but did you think about this? I mean, this would be so, you know, why don't you look at it this way? And I try to flip things. And yeah, it can be a little bit annoying, but it's really all about just bringing the joy, seeing more joy in our lives instead of staying stuck in the shit that, you know, if we chose to, we could all get stuck in. But I choose to get stuck in joy. So like I said, you know, the last 6 months or so, I started to really kind of recognize that this is kind of who I am in my essence. I kind of just show up naturally this way. And then the last little while, I've had people actually say to me, Jess, like, I feel so much better after talking to you. Like, you really do have just this amazing positive energy. And it just started to become a pattern that I was hearing over and over again. And I thought, you know what? I just need to step into this. This really is who I am. And this is my mission for the world, is I want to share for other people, you know, how easy it is to start to recognize and find more joy in your life. So then I started to think back about, you know, previous years and different things that had happened to me. And it made me think about this event that I went to about 3 years ago down in Phoenix called High Performance Academy. It is hosted by Brendon Burchard. And he has all of his swag is bring the joy, bring the joy. I've got the t-shirt. I've got the sweatshirt. Like, you know, when you joke and you say, oh, I went to the event, got the shirt. Like I do, I've got the shirt. I wear it. It's like my prized possession. And during this event, again, none of this is, you know, really in my head yet. I'm not thinking of myself this way. And I'm sitting in this room on a break. We're talking 1500 people in like a big, huge hotel conference center. And my friend Liza, who had invited me to this event, she was off doing something. She's a very busy business lady. So she was off making calls. And I was just sitting there enjoying the moment. And I'm sitting at a chair and I'm just kind of like chair dancing, right? Like people watching and chair dancing and just really soaking up the atmosphere because the music was going and people were moving around. And I love that kind of thing. And this woman comes walking over to me, this wonderful, amazing woman, Sherry. She comes walking over to me and she hands me this card. And I look at this card and it says, you got caught bringing the joy. I'm like, what is this? This is crazy. But this is kind of like one of those things that, you know, once you kind of step into, you know, seeing yourself in a different way or seeing the world in a different way, you can kind of go back and start connecting the dots and see that really this has been me all along. And so, yeah, I just wanted to come on and share that this is kind of where this whole bring the joy came from. This is important to me, and it is going to be my mission is to help other people find what brings them joy. And joy is very personal. It's very different for everybody, but I highly recommend figuring out what joy is for you, because I can tell you from experience, it will 100% change your life.